JW Mobile.
4-H Gigs Mobile. Hey, Dave.
Is it, you're at home today, huh?
House. We're going to meet with the financial planner or retirement planner or whatever. I can't. One of those.
Starting now. I can never start too early on that kind of stuff.
Are you talking about it? And I've been trying to do it for the last, I don't know. Well, I was in the process of doing it when the tool truck got hit, and then that put everything on hold.
Put it off too long. I don't know. I couldn't start it in my 20s or my 30s or my 40s. Thought about starting it in my late 50s, and that was kind of late, but not too late, because I had been dumping everything I could that the companies would match in 401k all the way up to the max, and that helped tremendously.
And it did, but I don't have that option.
Options. there are exclusions. You know, you can contribute to it yourself. I think like $7,000 a year or something like that you can put into it, and it's tax-free, so that money won't get taxed, or you can take it off your income tax if they did tax it. That's a good thing you're meeting with the financial planner, because they know a lot more about that than I do.
You knew that part, and I've been doing that part of it, so that's where we're at now, is just trying to go do that. But hey, I have a question for you, and it's that Kenwood 700 I bought out of the Silent Keys stuff there.
Yep.
One of the Band A's volume and button is having trouble. Do you know anywhere I can get that fixed?
Can't hear it, or like people can't hear you? Is that like the issue that Keith was having, or a different issue?
No, this one here, you'll be, you know, volume will be low, and I'll go to turn it up, and instead of going just a little bit, it goes to wide open all at once.
A bad potentiometer on the volume control. I'd open it up and see what that is, see if that's a part that's readily available.
It was just a pot, but I don't know where I can get those parts or anything like that.
So Mauser and DigiKey have literally millions of parts, right, for everything that's ever been made, and then some. But you can get part number off of them normally, or you can just open up the service manual. I download the PDF file for the service manual, and it'll have the part number on there. And you can plug that part number into Mauser or DigiKey and usually find it.
I was looking for somewhere to locate the part.
Or DigiKey. Oh, are you familiar with them?
No, I'm not. I'll have to look them up when I get back home.
Okay, yeah, look them up, and you'll see they've got millions and millions of electronic parts. And usually you can get it from them. If you can't get it from them, then your next best is eBay. Or finding one that somebody parted out and getting one out of one that somebody sold drastically cheaper just for parts.
Kenwood. Maybe they still have it. Kenwood parts.
Yeah.
For some things, they still keep it.
But anyway, did you catch that, Patrick?
No, I had no copy on that one.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it, too.
Some parts, they still keep some stuff for all the radios.
Oh, okay, yeah. Where is that? Is that place in Virginia Beach still operational?
Parts.
Kenwood used to have a repair place you could send them off to get them fixed. You can probably go to the Kenwood site and see where that is. It wasn't necessarily a Kenwood, representative, but it was Kenwood certified to work on their parts. That's another option.
I'll have to look into that one then. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it used to be Virginia Beach. There was one in California, and there was one in Virginia Beach. I think the one in California shut down. And then I heard there was something up with the one in Virginia Beach that might have caved or moved somewhere else, too. I don't know. But you could probably get a phone number off of the Kenwood site that could get you to where their repair center is.
Sounds good. I just didn't know if you knew something local here or anything like that.
I could see if you could find the part on DigiKey or something. Or eBay, DigiKey, eBay, Mauser, or I think there's a guy named Paul up in North Carolina that works on radios a lot. He might be able to help out with that too.
Well, I appreciate the information. But what are you up to today?
Partner and I are doing our waste management duties today. We put him off all the way to the end of the week this time. So she's sitting over there with me, looking out the front windshield at the cars going down the road, and we're going over to the transfer station.
Learning to ride now.
She's still trembling, but she's looking around, and she's not sitting in my lap. Normally, she was just sitting in my lap, and that's it. She wouldn't get out of my lap, and I could hardly steer, but now she's sitting in the passenger seat, and she's out and looking around. She'll look out the front window. She'll look out the passenger's window, so I think she might be starting to get used to it a little bit.
Make it a lot easier taking her to the vet until she learns that every time she gets in the car, we go into the vet.
And that's about been it. Or down to Fort Myers, you know, down to the in-laws, because you can't leave her at home alone. So she knew it was either going to be a really, really long trip or it's going to be a short trip where they poke and prod at her.
I don't think I'd want to get in the car either.
Glad I'm starting to get her out and about. How's yours doing? You still take yours on your work trips every now and then?
And the problem I'm having is she likes to pile up under my feet, and I can't have that. And so I'm having to. I hadn't had her with me in a little while.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. You can't get to a brake, or you have to press down on the brake with her underneath of it. That wouldn't work at all.
That's my main issue. If she would stay over on the passenger side of the truck or in the back, it would be great. But there's a window in the passenger's door right at the height where she can look out. She'll lay over there sometimes, but most of the time she wants to be right under my feet.
Where they don't want to be. It sounds like it's easy, just pick them up and move them over there, but it's not that easy. When they want to be somewhere, they've got a lot of persistence.
Or they do have a lot of persistence, and when you're driving and supposed to be paying attention to the road, that's not a good thing.
Well, I'm going to pull in here to the Empion station, and if you're still there, I'll see you when I get out. W4DJW.
Well, Dave, I probably will not be because I am on the edge of the black hole up here, so I'm going to disappear for a little while. Good to talk to you this morning, and I appreciate the information. KO4HGAP, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3-0.
DJW clear. For DJW mobile. Not holding the repeater up.
04HKX. Patrick, you still around? KA3JCA.
HKX, I don't know.
The other frequency?
Roger that.
KA3JCA, QS1.
QS1.